Well, he was dateable on the show Whitney, but Chris D'Elia is starring in NBC's Undateable, so I guess we should find out what the change is. Hey, Chris is joining us on the line. Hey there.
That's right. Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good.
You know, we're going to talk about the new show in just a second, but I first want to talk about comedy in general. We had Russell Peters from NBC's Last Comic Standing. NBC, so of course I can talk about it, right? He was on the other week. I picked his brain, and I want to find out your thoughts about comedy on TV. Is it changing? He thinks the audiences are uptight, and you've got, you know, political correctness, people's feelings, they get offended. What's your take on, I guess, TV comedy in general?
The audiences are getting, you know, more hip to it and smarter, so, you know, they've seen everything. They've got the internet, and, you know, TV needs to catch up, because, you know, they can look up everything online. So we've got to kind of beat them to it. We need to be a little quicker and a little smarter, and show them new things, you know.
So yeah, I guess you're right. What you're saying is there's other platforms where you don't have to be so censored, really. I mean, Russell was saying that, you know, you have to look at the comedian's intent. Are they intending to make you laugh, or are they intending to upset you or to make you offended? And so I guess TV, right, the restrictions with FCC and all those different things, that makes TV unfunny, I guess, to a lot of people. They're wanting something a little bit more edgy.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that sometimes, you know, funny's funny. It's like you can't go for the shocking part. You can't go for shocking just to be shocking. You know, so there's a balance and there's a fine line. Funny's funny, and I think that just trying to find that. Is what audiences appreciate.
Which I think is funny, because I remember the first night that Whitney was on, my cousin put on Facebook that she was actually laughing out loud. And I found it interesting. It's like, you're watching a sitcom,
right?
You should be laughing. But it just seemed so shocking to her, like, oh my God, here's a show that's actually funny.
I know, because I think that people, exactly like what I was saying, you know, they're just hip to it and they get it. And you've got to be smarter than what they're used to, because they can look everything up immediately at their fingertips. You know, they're not waiting for their favorite show anymore. They can go get it whenever they want to.
A couple years ago, I was reading a critic in one of the newspapers had said that the late night shows, the Jay Leno's, the David Letterman's, the audience doesn't really laugh at the joke so much as just applauds now, which is also kind of funny.
Mm-hmm. That's they've just kind of been conditioned what to listen to and what to laugh, but they don't. Very drone-like and just applaud, which is not the same as funny. You know, you're not just supposed to applaud because the joke is over.
Right.
You want to actually be funny.
Well, we are laughing at Undateable. It is Thursday nights on NBC. We're not done yet, though. We're going to chat about the new sitcom coming up in the next bit. More with Chris right after this. We are back talking with Chris. I always mispronounce the last name. So Chris from Undateable, you remember him from Whitney. He played Alex on the show. He's joining us now to talk about the Thursday night sitcom on NBC's lineup. So it's the show Undateable. I think the name says a lot. But I think also to the characters we can relate to in our own circle of friends. So just let's catch everybody up to speed, though, what the show is about.
The show is basically the blind leading the blind on dating. You know, you got my character, Danny, who is... You know, he's a quote unquote cool guy that is trying to navigate his life through dating and through meeting girls and getting laid, so to speak. But we find out that he's undateable in his own way, because it's hard for him to keep a relationship. It's hard for him to keep girls interested, because girls just want to be with him for, you know, a night or two, and so he's undateable in his own way, and he tries to, but since he's good at getting girls, he's teaching these dorks, so to speak, his friends that are just not good at getting girls, trying to get them dates, you know, so they're not good at getting dates, but then my character's not good at keeping them, so they're all undateable in our own way.
We had a question sent in asking if you relate to your character, or if you have related to your character at any point in your life.
I think that everybody's had their moment of being undateable in their life. So, yeah, I've definitely felt insecure, or, you know, I think it's all based. based on insecurity. If you think you can't get a date, then you can't get a date.
Well, no, that's what I said earlier. I think that we all have at least somebody in our group of friends or somebody that we know that we're kind of pinpointing, going, "That's kind of Leslie. That's kind of Justin." And like you're saying, we've all gone through it. So maybe it's actually us. We're trying to put it on somebody else, though.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Now, interestingly, I know on your website you've posted a screenshot. Did you get a ringing endorsement from Justin Bieber to check out the show? Did he tweet about it?
He did tweet about it. Justin's been cool to me. He comes to see me do stand up a lot at the Laugh Factory, and it's been a few months, and he's been cool. He's tweeted about me a few times, and just he supported my comedy, which is cool, man. So I support him back.
Mm-hmm. And now, so one question: I know we don't want to rehash the whole Bieber thing because everybody's sick of hearing about it. Is he just misunderstood? Is he really screwing up? What's your take?
I mean, look, dude. If I was his age and had the attention and the money he had, I would make some mistakes too. I think that the guy's, I met the kid, and the guy's he's a good guy. He's a good guy, and I think that people are quick to judge and quick to jump on somebody who's on top, and he's the one who's on top, and people just kind of are going to give the person who's on top a lot of crap, and it's unfortunate because the kid's a good guy, and he's, a lot of times he's misunderstood just because people think that they know somebody and they're just gonna jump on him, and it's too bad. People need to give people chances.
Right. In our final moment, tell me quickly about the 10-minute podcast.
It is a podcast that Brian Callen, another comedian, and I, Brian Callen, and then Will Sasso, we do. We've been doing it for about 2 years now, and we just had our first live show, actually, our first live show at the Improv, and we taped that for iTunes, and we've got other stuff coming up. We're trying to expand the brand, man. But it's a 10-minute podcast, and we're just goofy and just trying to make you laugh.
And then your website with all your different upcoming tour dates. What's the address for your website?
It's just chrisdalia.com. And check out my tour. I'm coming to a city near you at some point.
For sure. But in the meantime, Undateable airs Thursday nights on NBC, right? Check your local listings. Thanks so much for joining us, Chris.
Thanks, man. Thank you so much.
All right.